Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. This episode is brought to you by Kitnip Box.
Meow.
It is a monthly cat subscription box, and it sends you a box of cat treats. Meow. And how cute. And I love it. This is my new cat. It's Miss Pickles.
Meow.
Have you looked at how cute their Instagram is, the Kitnip Box?
Oh, it's so cute.
And what I like about it is, so it's a monthly box and it comes and there's all these treats for the cats. Have you seen the ones where the cats, like, are opening the box and they know that it's theirs and they're, like, dragging, yeah, they're dragging the feather toys. They're dragging the feather toys. I have a box coming for me for my three little creatures. It is the perfect way to get lazy cats active. Even senior kitties like my Grouch. How old is your cat?
He is 6 years old now.
Okay, so he's like,
he's getting there.
He's entering into his teen years, mm-hmm, his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Even senior kitties who in the past have expressed no interest in playing will leap for Kitnip boxes, catnip pillows, and feather wands. I can't wait for my box to arrive. It comes every month, and that way cat parents, they don't have to worry about constantly restocking their home with toys and treats.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, my cats are so stir crazy right now, living in the garbage fire that is like a new house that's still in like boxes.
Yes.
They like ripping the boxes apart, but when this box arrives, it is going to be like Christmas morning.
Nice.
At Arden's house. Each month is uniquely themed, so parents, cats, and their parents have something fun and new to look forward to with each delivery. Past themes having been going on a cat picnic.
Ooh.
Wild West. I think your cat needs the Wild West.
Yeah, he does.
With his new haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Tea time at the cat cafe.
Mm.
And circus. Kitnip Box offers a happy cat box. That's 45 goodies total. It's $19.99 a month. It's for a single cat household like you, Anna.
Yes.
Or a multi-cat box that's 6 to 7 goodies. It's a total of $29.99 a month for homes with two or more cats like me, because I'm in my crazy cat lady phase. And for cats with sensitive tummies or bigger cats like Keith, who are picky eaters, Kitnip Box will specially curate a no-treat box option to replace treats with another fun toy or goodie. Our listeners get a special deal of 15% off their first month with the promo code ROSE. Janet Marine of Little Compton Real Estate told me in Nashville, she said, I want to get that. She's going to get it for Mittens.
Oh, nice.
Mittens is going to get the Happy Cat Box. Our listeners, so they also do, they donate to lots of good charities. So go sign up now, surprise your cat with a box every month. Visit kitnipbox.com. That's KITNIPBOXDOT.com. And use promo code ROSE for 15% off your first month. Thanks, Kitnip Box. Meow. Meow.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I like this threesome.
Why? Would I get a hot tub?
We're with Tana. Tana needs a hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
Tana needs a hot tub to tan.
Tana needs a hot tub.
Would you accept this rose into your world?
Can you believe the Tana girl?
Tana. Tana.
Would you accept this rose into your world?
Oh, my God. Welcome to the finale episode. episode of this season of Will You Accept This Rose for Becca's Bachelorette. My name is Arda Marie, I'm back in Los Angeles.
Hey.
I am sitting here with the owner, one of my favorite people.
Come on.
And the owner of a brand new hot tub. You might know him from his Instagram account of with the ring that he made from Neil Lane with his Instagram handle, Mr. Kyle Dunnigan.
Kyle Dunnigan.
Hi, Kyle.
I can't believe I got a hot tub. What was
it?
I
arrived
thinking?
Today. Was it like on a big, like a flat bed?
It's like six sweaty guys came. You know, it's so hot today.
It's so hot today.
And they're like, we can't get this to your backyard. It was. I had to like break all these things. They scratched it coming in, and it's a white trash hot tub in my yard now.
All hot tubs. Are
I didn't
hot
even like. I didn't even want to go in a hot tub.
I thought you were doing a bit when you said, "What kind of a hot tub should I get?" And I remember like laughing at you.
Why didn't you said, don't get a hot tub.
I said, are you serious? Like, are you, ha, ha, ha.
No, you were like, oh, a hot tub.
No,
that's
I didn't.
Cool.
If we go back.
You
if
said
we
it
go,
was cool.
No, I didn't. If we go back in our, and I, because I'm not, you know what? I'm not a mean friend. Like, when I actually saw that you weren't doing a bit and that your heart was singing for a hot tub, I didn't want to make fun of what made you happy. I was like, okay, Kyle knows what he wants,
that's
and it's a hot tub.
That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is you are not a good friend because you knew I was getting a white trash item and you let me get it.
Here's what I want to say. It is a white trash item, but I gravitate towards it at hotels.
Tana said, if I put it in the ground, that makes it less hot.
Speaking of Tana, a woman who texted me a photo of her father in a cowboy hat, Miss Tana Hostin.
Will you accept this, Tana?
Yeah. Tana,
you... And if you don't know, that's from a Patreon episode, the nickname Tana. You have to listen.
Oh, people aren't.
People don't know.
Yeah, it's Anna with a tan. Now, I feel like your tan is, you're not quite Tana today. Have you been indoor cat Tana?
Yes, we've been, Zach and I have been painting his apartment, so I've just been inside.
How's the blue coming out?
Gorgeous.
Is it?
The blue.
I want to give a shout out. We had our live podcast in Nashville at Zany's this past weekend. It was so fun.
Oh my God, that was this past weekend.
It was this weekend.
I was going to go.
Yeah, except for you're afraid of Rob Benedict. My mom came, Janet Marie from Little Compton Realty.
What?
She flew in. She was on stage.
Your mom came?
Here was the best part. Watching,
she's huge.
Watching Rob meet
huge.
My mom. When Rob met my mom, Rob flew in that morning. He took a red eye. We really didn't think he was going to make it. My mom met him in the hotel, and my mom, and he was like, I was in the other room, and Rob goes, I'm just happy to be here. And apparently Janet Marie from Little Compton Real Estate looked at Rob and went, are you? Are you happy to be here? She knew he was just being polite.
Why didn't he want to be there?
Because it was a red eye. Who was
the red eye?
Yeah, the red eye. But we had people fly in from North Carolina. Somebody drove from North Carolina. We had people fly in from New Hampshire and Boston and New York and Chicago.
Awesome.
It was really fun. Somebody made a cross stitch for my mom that said, Janet Marie of Little Compton Real Estate for all your summer rental needs.
Is she going to put that in the office?
Yeah, or maybe at home. It might be on the man. I got one that said, things are so good, you guys. that was from Brandy. And then I also recently got in the mail a Pensive Gentleman mug. So that was from Sandy Christensen mailed me a Pensive Gentleman mug of Jordan.
That's great stuff.
Nice.
It was really good. And before I get going, do you have anything you want to promote?
Yes.
Kyle.
I'll be at Largo Theater, the Kyle Dunning Experiment.
What's that?
At the Largo Theater. I do a show at Largo every now and then, which is... I call it the Kyle Dunning Experiment because I want to try new stuff. And I feel like if I do stuff that bombs, you as an audience member go, oh, he's experimenting.
Yeah.
That's the name of the show.
Is it you and who will be on your lineup?
I mean, the last show was Zach Galifianakis, Sarah Silverman, and the Sklar Brothers.
Wow.
And this one's going to – I don't know if I could even say.
Whoa.
But I'll say this. It's an even – bigger lineup.
Tom Cruise. You guys, I saw Mission Impossible. That son of a gun does his own stunt still, and I love it.
I'm excited to see that movie.
It was so fun. I loved it. Tana, do you have anything you want to promote?
I don't know. My podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous. Like I always say, if you love The Bachelor and Middle Eastern politics, you will
love
my show.
That's a great combo. you guys... My Netflix show drops this Friday. Insatiable is this Friday with Rookie of the Year Debbie Ryan, Sarah Colonna, Alyssa Milano.
You got Milano?
Milano's on it.
She's on it.
She said
Milano.
Yes. Wow, she's the boss.
Wow.
She's the boss.
She was like leading Me Too, right?
Yeah, yeah. She tweeted it out while we were filming.
I heard you've been trying to get her on the Largo show.
Yes.
She said
she might do 5 minutes.
I love her. I love a tight five.
I don't know her.
I love her.
I don't. I don't know her.
If you knew her, you would like her.
Do you think I would?
She's really a love. She's just a good egg. And she's fucking Alyssa Milano. Anyway, the show's so good. You guys have to watch it. I've never actually like legitimately binge watched something in one weekend. And I'm going to start. They're going to do two episodes. They're doing the premiere Thursday night at the ArcLight, and then I'm going to go into lockdown on Friday. And I'm not. I'm going to watch the entire 13 episodes. I'm going to do it.
That's cool. Hey, but I'm in a movie that's out right now that I don't even want to go see.
What is it?
We're very different.
What is it?
It's called He Won't Get Far on Foot with Joaquin Phoenix.
That looked good.
Jonah Hill.
Why don't you want to see that? And what do you play?
Well, here, let's lower expectations.
Okay.
I play the doctor who, when he comes and he breaks his neck, he's like a quadriplegic.
Yeah.
So I come in with some Asian students. I honestly didn't read the script, so I'm not sure why I had Asian students, but I had a lot of Asian students.
Okay.
They were all Asian students.
Okay, sure. Like, you've made
eight of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Eight Asian students.
They were Asian.
Were they Asian?
Yes.
Okay, great. You sound like what I was afraid my mother was going to do on stage.
Exactly.
I was like, Mom, don't mention anybody's ethnicity.
Well, I just don't know why they were all. Like,
okay,
must
maybe
have been
you probably should have read the script.
Probably.
Okay.
So, but I only had like a monologue, and it was one of those like
monologues are hard.
It wasn't even a monologue. It was like a ranting of
medical
stuff.
So don't you want to see it? I thought that movie looked good.
Yeah, it's Gus Van Sant. You're a Gus Van Sant player now.
What?
You know,
have you done more than one?
No, but I auditioned a couple times. You know.
But you got this.
Yes, but when I showed up, no one was there to like say hi or like hey whatever. I was in a trailer. A wardrobe assistant kid comes in who didn't seem to know what. And he was like, "Which shirt do you like?" And I'm like, "You're asking me what shirt?
Yeah, exactly.
That one." And he goes, "Okay, yeah, put that one on."
Okay.
So I put that on. Then I go to hair and makeup, and they comb my hair extremely to the left. Like the part was very extreme. And I was like, because I looked terrible. And I was can I move this a little? And she goes, no, that's how they wore it in the 70s.
I see. Mm. So that's why you don't want to look. You don't want to go see it because you don't want to see your hair.
Partially, I think I looked terrible. And then no one said, hey, here's a rehearsal desk. It was just, you're going to walk down this hallway and then Joaquin's in a bed and just go up to the bed and then do your lines. I'm not kidding. That's what they told me. Now, I'm like, okay, I haven't rehearsed, and it's all like this technical stuff. So the the six Asian people, and I'm not being racist. I'm just telling you what they were
Asians. Okay, sure. Nobody's challenging you.
Like,
You are challenging me with your eyes.
You know what it is? This is more. I just know the emails we're gonna get.
You can cut this all up. People want to hear about The Bachelor. You can cut this out, Zach.
My friend Edgar Montplacier is also in that film.
Was it fun, ultimately?
Well, no. So I walk in, and I'm like, oh, is scapula 5 C-section has been severed over the fifth vertebra, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm doing
exactly.
That.
And Joaquin got a bad C-section.
Mm-hmm. And Joaquin's in bed going,
the whisper actor. I can't.
Okay. So I don't think, and then Gus F., it came up to me after and goes, have we met? And I've auditioned this thing three times.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, have we met? So it's probably my hair and my shirt, but he didn't recognize me. I'm like, yeah, we met. And he goes, you're stepping on Joaquin's lines.
You're like, I can't hear him.
I was like, I can't hear him.
Sorry,
but my performance was this. His C5 vertebra. He's done talking. Vertebrae is. Is he talking?
That Nicole Sullivan and I. Nicole Sullivan and I. We guested it on at corporate that show on, and we were paying like morning show hosts, and there was another young lady that was on there who was so quiet, and we were saying that often happens, like if you are somewhat of a clowny person, and then you go and you work with like a movie star or something, and it's like I'm used to big large ham bones, and then you work, and they're like. I worked with like Harrison Ford. I was like, You're like, wait, you literally, I can't hear people talk. And I'm like, are they good because they're just quiet? And then you're like, I literally, it's like, is it my turn to talk because I can't hear fucking words? A lot of movie actors.
They're mic'd, so they like talk
quietly.
Yeah,
and it keeps it, because it's also if you're like on a big movie screen.
Yeah.
You don't want to seem exaggerated or too much. I mean, look, they probably look way better on screen than I'm sure.
Well,
I'm
that's the thing. If I ever get a part that's bigger.
Yeah,
and on screen, I'll whisper it because I think I'll look good. No, I think that's how you look good as an actor.
I notice when I'll literally just be like, "Why the fuck are they whispering?" When I'm watching something, I'd be like, as if you would actually be whispering.
Give me a line. I'm gonna read it to you in two different ways.
Okay. Tana, my new hot tub came in.
All right.
That's a low blow. You know that I'm very upset.
I know
with
you're
that, but okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it anyway.
Okay.
I'm a professional.
Okay, next up. Okay, here's
challenge. Hey, I'm going to do it two ways.
This is Kyle Dunnigan.
One
Kyle,
is like a, just me
I'll,
acting.
I'll slate.
And okay. Then I will do my new whisper
okay.
acting.
Okay,
you
Kyle,
say it's better.
Okay, Kyle, whenever you're ready, Anna's going to read with you.
What is the line? Tana just
Tana,
in the hot
Tana,
tub?
Tana, this is my new hot tub just came in. So Tana's going to be playing Tana. She's going to read.
Speed.
She's going to read with you. And okay, so whenever you're ready, and Tana's going to read with you. And
hey,
action.
Hey, Tana.
Oh, sorry. I haven't said my line yet.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Tana starts.
Tana has the first line.
Okay, and ahead, I'll say sound speed. It's rolling, sounding, and action.
Kyle, what's wrong?
Hey, Tana. Nothing's wrong. Everything's great, actually. I just got a new hot tub.
That's not right,
now let's
cut. That's
now
not
let's...
you're improvising. That's not how the line is. Okay, it's Tana. My new hot tub just came in.
Tana.
Okay, take two. Whenever you're rolling, sound read action. Tana, you're gonna be reading with Tana.
Okay.
And action, Tana.
Kyle, I'll try the whisper. Kyle, what's wrong?
Tana, my new hot tub came in.
Great.
Okay, now
okay, number take three. Take three. You're gonna be reading with Tana. Sound read rolling and Tana. Whenever you're ready, action. Okay, that's a wrap. That's great. I want
it
you
is
to know
how quiet it is.
That's how I've worked with people, and it's all like the beautiful people, and they'll be like this. Jason,
maybe we should be like this all the time.
That's actual hell.
Okay, ready? Kyle, when you didn't call me after we went and had coffee that time,
I just. you have to listen to me very carefully.
Oh, sorry.
You ruined my life. Taken all of my,
so sorry,
all of my clients have been taken over to you, and the report you stole.
All right, here we go.
Let's jump in.
We're back.
Zach,
we're at the finale.
Can you delete the last 10 minutes? Great.
All right. So here we are. Chris Harrison is warning everyone that it's the most emotional fight.
When is he ever not?
He's warning a whole room filled of women in jewel tone tops that it's the most emotional final scene. Kyle just threw a pen.
It's always the most emotional. Bachelor can't be always the
I
most.
Like, you want you guys to see what's in my purse, by the way. I'm doing Doug Benson's show afterwards at UCB, and I needed a prize. That's a pretty good prize.
That's a great prize. That's a superhero doll.
It's a superhero doll. Me. Okay, so
it's a woman of color.
So we're back. Oh, that's cool. All right, so it's we're back in the Maldives. We're at the Shangri-La. She's like, I am so excited to tell one of these. Let's just overall, we fucking knew she was gonna do it. We knew she was gonna do it. And I can't. I'm mad at Brendan for saying it on the first podcast. Tana, thoughts?
Wait, what did he say?
I don't really remember what he said.
He said it. He called it out. He did a deep dive because the Instagram stuff had come out. So he went deep diving. And then he was insinuating.
Right. He said he like saw a photo of her with a guy with brown hair or something.
Oh. And he was saying, and it was all when they kept saying. Now, they also kind of did it to themselves. But it could have been a mislead when they said in that first episode how the guy who gets the first impression, Rose, wins. Like, they laid it out.
That was his whole thing, I think, because he was like, oh, well, I saw a brown-haired man also, first impression Rose always gets it. And I think we were both kind of like, oh, okay.
Okay. All
right. I don't know.
All
I don't
right.
remember it that clearly.
I just knew when he being
Blake.
Jake?
Blake.
Oh, jeez. Very big faux pas. When Blake was like, I'm feeling a little weird that you're going to have sex with another guy today. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
You weak, weak man.
Yeah.
She looked at him like, oh.
Somebody sent on my Instagram last night that basically She did. She basically pulled what Ari did to her. Like, the longer I'm with you, it's like hurting my chances of having a connection with, like, that's what
the other guys.
She said what Ari said to her. Like, our connection is actually blocking my capacity to have a connection with Ding Dong. What's his name?
Garrett.
Garrett.
You know what? I was starting to get confused because you know how sometimes they edit it to confuse you?
Yeah.
Yes,
but this
they
time they
do.
Were editing it to just make it look like Blake wasn't going to win. That, like all his anxiety.
That's what I can. Oh my God. Blake going like, I'm good. I'm good. Things are good. I'm good. I feel good. Good.
Yeah, and her like body language towards him was kind of colder than normal. Like it just felt like she was drifting away from him.
Yeah,
and so
he
I kept being
it.
Like, "Oh,
he
is
knew it.
Are they trying to trick us?" And then she wins anyway. Like I was actually confused.
It just goes to the show that it's a hypnosis.
Yeah, they got us.
He didn't do anything different.
I know
she was totally in love with him. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him.
Yeah,
enough time goes by where she's
he peaked too early.
He peaked too early. That's not how. A life decision should be where the beginning,
Kyle,
the early
Kyle,
parts where you are, yes, falling in love, be equal the whole rest of your life. And I think the sister asked a great question. Have you guys had any challenges? And he was like, yes. Remember that?
Which one? Who? Blake? Garrett?
I'm not sure who she asked. She asked someone.
Her family was basically like, without saying it, her family was sort of like, Garrett's kind of dumb.
Yeah,
like, we like him, but he doesn't. She's not your equal.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I noticed them saying, like, to the other guy, like, hey, you may lose.
They did that last year.
I think
year.
That was them trying. I think that was edited. I'm sure they did it with Garrett, too.
Blake said, like, they are saying weird stuff to me about Garrett. I don't want to hear about Garrett
anymore.
Yeah,
but that's anymore. The thing is, like,
they
I think Garrett's too dumb to, like, for that to register to him.
I have to say, I liked Becca's mom.
Yes.
I thought she was really sweet. They did that last year to Becca.
Yeah.
When Becca went on the second date and all they talked about was Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
And then she fell apart. And, you know, so I think if you go number two, it's hard because they've already fallen
for
somebody.
If you go number two?
Yeah.
You give me eagles, Becca. You give me eagles. That was said. Oh, my God. All right. Let's start. Here
right.
we go.
Let's jump in.
I will say overall – and they did address the Instagram thing, which we'll get to. And he didn't say why he did it or what. Like, it was hard because he was very likable on this episode. He's like not a bright guy.
He's very likable, yeah.
He was very, very charming and sweet.
He was crying all over the place.
That was a little.
There was a lot of crying. Are you a crier?
No, I won't cry.
Good. I like that. I don't like.
I refuse.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and make you cry.
Try.
Does Zach cry?
I mean, not.
Into, like, dude cry
I've
babies.
Seen him,
it's not my thing. I'm like,
well,
Zach's not, like, out here crying.
Are
but
you
I'm
a cry
sure
baby?
I could
No, there's a fine. It depends on what the guy's crying about.
Well,
right?
Yeah. If his dog died, he can cry.
Yeah.
I just sounded like my mother. That's when you see who you're raised by. Suck it up. Go clear some brush.
Oh, you want to hear something very embarrassing?
Yes.
No, you didn't forget it.
I do. I really do. I do.
We need
I
at
can.
Least one story from you.
An
episode. I can't believe this happened.
Okay,
and I'm very embarrassed.
Okay, good. I love it.
But I got really high again last night
and watched
this finale.
I did too.
I don't get high, but I did take an Ambien in Vancouver and email bad videos.
I was like... At the end, I was like, tears were coming down my face. I wasn't even like, I didn't even realize I was emotionally hit by it.
Blake?
The proposal when they were all happy.
Oh, you were touched.
I got touched by it.
Your heart cracked open.
Yeah. No, I'm not proud of this. And,
I felt touched too. You know what? They looked real. I hate to say it. They seemed like one of the happier couples that have come out of there until I heard them say, we're going to go move to Minnesota or Reno or Los Angeles. As soon as I heard that, I thought, oh, you'll break up.
Yeah.
Like if they actually moved to Minnesota or Reno, I actually thought even though they're different and maybe he has some growing to do, like I can see them going to Costco and they're going to actually be happy. But now I'm like, oh, they're going to break up. If you want to actually be together, don't move to Los Angeles.
It is a. This is not a family town.
No, and you just come and get famous.
Yeah, it's not a roots. It's not a roots town.
You felt like she was the most LA, like Hollywood.
Well, last night she just seemed very like, because she had her extensions in, her makeup was on. She looked really tan. And I don't know if they've
been. Tana.
Like, always
keep an eye on a tan. Tana always knows who's tan.
I always notice a tan.
Tana was spraying her tan turf.
Yeah. I know all tans. And it looked, but didn't necessarily look like the most natural tan. I don't know.
I'm getting a spray tan tomorrow for the premiere, and it's going to stain my dress.
Nice.
Thanks.
That's exciting.
Thanks.
Send me some pics.
I will. Of my tan.
Yeah, of your Tana. Gotta send these to Tana.
Hi, Tana.
For approval.
Tana, I'm going for a level two. What do you think? Okay, wait a minute.
No, she looked more done up than I've ever seen her. Maybe it was because it was the after final rose. I don't know. But she looked like her face, like she lost weight. Like she'd been through the Hollywood system. You could see it.
Yeah, she got put through the TV machine.
Yeah, yeah.
I should show you photos of the first time I got put through the TV machine. You could ask Dana where I was.
It's just like Farrah Fawcett.
No, they took like a normal looking young lady and made her the most unfuckable creature. I had like the reverse. It was like somebody had like reversed. I went in just like a, 22, a little bob, but I was cute. Like, I was a cute, like, the secretary or the neighbor or the best friend. Like, not the ingenue, but, like, the buddy. They churned me out and put, like, 15 butterfly barrettes in, and they would put, like, vintage sweater. It was not cute and quirky in, like, a fun way. It was like, as Dana said, I looked like the chandelier in the lobby of an all-gay casino.
Wow.
But like, it was like it was so unfuckable.
That's amazing.
They literally, like, it was, they removed any sex appeal.
Post that on the web. Do you have a website? People probably want to see that.
Or we'll put it on our Facebook page. I'm going to have to find a screen grab of that.
I just remembered we played husband and wife.
We did?
That's how we met. We played husband and wife.
In what?
On an HBO pilot for the, remember that?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
We did?
I think that's how we met.
What pilot?
It was Garfunkel and Oates.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember doing that?
I do now.
Oh, my God, really?
That's really
a while ago, yeah.
You know what?
Hey, don't point.
Sorry.
Very aggressive.
He's delicate.
He's going to cry.
Because his hot tub arrived and he got scratched.
No.
I can't believe you don't wear a Speedo. I don't know why I feel like you're an ironic Speedo wearer. Don't you feel like he'd be an ironic Speedo wearer?
No.
Yeah.
You
Why
do,
not?
Right?
I could see it.
Any dude that buys a hot tub, I think
he secretly wears
a Speedo, ironically.
I can't even get it out of there. It's not a returnable item.
No, and it's scratched now. It's yours.
Yeah, they scratched it, bringing it in.
Where's the scratch?
On the top, will you look? Let's just say that it's going to go on the ground. No one worry about it. Okay, let's move on.
All right.
Bachelor.
And it was like the price of like a small car. Okay, so... So then, it was
That's
a lot.
Crazy.
It was
no, I
a
think
lot.
I could have bought a car.
He told me how much
and
it was.
And I need a car.
I feel like I need to pull up our text chain of you going, I thought you were doing a bit. And then I'm like, how much is it? And you said $10,000. Wait, you need a car and you bought a hot tub? What are you doing?
I don't know.
You need a car and you bought a hot tub?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow. I love it.
I need someone to constantly talk to me about the decisions I make.
No, I see that.
You leave
I
me
see
for
that.
5 minutes.
If I'm the one that's your voice of reason, you're in deep trouble.
Do you,
sir.
Maybe someone out there wants a hot tub and could sell it?
All right.
I'm willing to take a $1,000 loss on this thing.
Nobody's going to buy your scratch hot tub for $9,000.
$9,000 scratch hot tub.
Were you high when you placed this purchase?
No.
Wow. All right. But you really wanted a hot tub. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's a thought out process.
Do you
here's the thing. Here's the thing that was going to happen. I was definitely going to put a pool in this like backyard of mine. It's just a perfect place. But then they were like, you have to get a soils report. This is boring. And it's $6,000 for a soils report.
I'm pulling this out to find... To find our conversation.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. But the soils report costs $6,000.
You have to get
to see if you can get a pool. Now, if they go, no, the soil's no good, you're on a hill, you can't do it.
$6,000.
They go, but we're keeping your $6,000. And I was like,
that's
no.
That's crazy.
But they have a hot tub now. You can just plop that on there and you're fine.
Kyle, I can't believe I can't find our conversation.
Like, I love a hot tub, so it sounds nice. Are you going to have people over? Are you going to start like
entertaining?
I plan on making friends this year.
Okay. That's a hot tub.
I made like three friends. I consider you a new friend.
Okay, good. Yes.
I've made like four friends this year, which is more than I normally make.
Yeah. I mean, will you guys come over to the hot tub sometime?
Yeah. We have bathing suits that
you can get
Patrick
your tan on.
That's the only condition I'll come. Yeah. Oh my God. Only if I'll tan.
How's the sunlight?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't even.
Oh yeah. Wait. Is your hot tub under an entire, like a massive tree that shades it?
It's actually a bird nest just shits on it. Right.
Okay. I'm still trying to find. I don't know where it is. I was trying to find our conversation. All right. So then she says, I love Garrett so much, and I love Blake so much. Both guys don't know that I'm in love with them. That's a weird statement.
Unbelievably weird.
It's a weird statement.
It doesn't.
I love them, but I haven't told them.
And when I tell one of them, it's going to be so special. No, it won't be special because you just said you love two people.
Mm-hmm. And then we find out that he was married for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months. Yeah. We've got the family. Her uncle, who called him a poet, was sitting there in a Tommy Bahama shirt with a huge choker cross. Like it was a cross choker necklace, giant, hanging out of his Tommy Bahama. And he said, I think Garrett has the soul of a poet.
No.
Fortune texted me that she thinks that that Garrett speaks like Forrest Gump, which yeah. I have to agree with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Jenny a lot.
Yeah. Jenny. Mm-hmm. Jenny.
Jenny.
So then Uncle Chuck says...
he wasn't in the original hometowns with Ari.
No, there was the other uncle that had the ducks.
And the cane.
And the cane. He was there, but he kind of kept quiet except for during Blake.
Interesting.
He was like, I can be me. No, she says about Garrett, she said, I can be me. I can be all of Becca, talking to her sister. I liked her sister. She had a nice family.
Yeah. I really liked her mom.
I loved her mom. And then he goes.
Her sister looked zero much like her.
That always happens. They always have there's always a weird curly haired sister and then like a straight haired. It's weird. There's been numerous families with a really, really curly haired sister that comes out. You're like, what is
I don't get it at all, but okay.
So then he says, my emotions are just taking the best of me. They're taking I'm a 50-50 person. I mean, it's like the sister's crying. I just, he comes in, he starts crying. I think she's my person. He gave good family. He started weeping. He was sweet.
He did give good family. And when someone is, vulnerable like that, you just tend to like them right away.
I know you're like, because you feel protective of them. I should practice crying on cue if I ever make it to the final two on The Bachelor.
Oh, I hope you do.
Oh, my God. As an adult woman, like.
They should put one adult.
One
adult. Someone just.
Hi.
40 plus.
Yeah.
I know you're not.
No, I can't wait till I'm 48.
Right.
It's going to be great. I'm going to be a female woman.
Okay. If you're ready.
I mean, would you turn on the tears, Tana?
Yeah.
How did you feel like this overall as a finale? It was certainly better than Rachel's living her best life.
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you later, but Rachel just put out this article on Refinery29 about how basically they gave her a shitty edit to make it look like her and Brian weren't as in love as her and Peter.
I don't believe that.
And also, apparently, they made
she can't stop Rachel, talking about Peter.
They made Rachel sit out apparently and watch the entire finale on stage, or the ending breakup proposal. But apparently, Becca didn't have to do that. She was more protected.
No, nobody ever has to do that. Rachel was the only one that ever had to do that because I think one of her guys left.
Yeah.
So no, they never did that before or since. I think she. I don't buy it. I'm sure they fucked her a little bit, but
yeah, she claims she got a bad edit and they made her look at the end, the angry black female, losing her mind over this and picking Brian in spite of Peter, basically, instead of just, whatever.
I don't even remember. I can only remember the season.
I didn't think there. I mean, again, look, I can't speak to that. It did feel to me, it felt like. She didn't, to me, when she seemed angry, angry female, it was when it was live on stage, that's not an edit. It didn't feel like it in the edit. It felt like she – I felt bad for her. I felt bad for her that Peter didn't come. I felt bad for her that she was, seemed to be waiting for him and he didn't come to the top of the mountain. Where she came off as angry was, I'm living my best life.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what's real? But she – She's not happy right now.
Why?
And then ABC refused to comment. Well, I think just because of that. She was just kind of like annoyed. Like, oh, wow, they really.
But they never had anybody do that except for her. She was the only one that ever had to do it. That's, I mean, look, trust me. I'm sure.
You should read it. It's interesting. Her point of view is very interesting. It's like, oh, okay.
All right, I'll read it. I'm sure they fuck over everybody. So I'm sure there is trickery for any bachelorette or bachelor.
You know, Becca really, I don't know. That after the final rose was kind of like, ugh. It was kind of annoying. She annoyed me in that.
I know. When she was like, woo!
Yeah. Well, yeah. At first, they seemed drunk. Because why was she screaming so much? I was just like, okay.
At first, I was happy for her because I thought she seems really happy. Yeah. And then I really – and he seemed really subdued. And I was like, oh. And then when he addressed the Instagram, it was like, ugh.
Also, I felt like she didn't have to say that line to Blake about like, what would you do if we had a sick kid? Or like,
oh,
it was
the
just like
sick kid, or if I got sick. I think it was.
What was that?
She was like, "What if we had a sick kid? Would you be in your head?"
Yeah, she was like shaming him for his anxiety or something. It's just like, you know, that's the most normal condition. Like,
I know. I think because her dad died and because of this new wound with Ari, she just wants. I mean, Garrett did come off as pleasant as fuck, like maybe not smart and probably needing to expand his horizons, his worldview.
What's he do for a living?
He's a
a medical sales rep or something, some sort of salesman.
It's like he just seemed, she did seem happier with him, and Blake was folding in on himself like a piece of
origami.
Well,
that's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you analyze what's happening, you will go into a spiral. And if you're able to go, be totally in the moment, then you could be like Garrett. But
I'm more like Blake.
Yeah, I'm too.
I would have folded it on myself.
Me too. And is it good to have a guy who's not thinking? Who can, I don't know.
I mean, that's clearly what she wanted. Just someone who's just like,
well, I mean, that works in the show. It's like, this guy's happier. But then in real life, you might go like, guy doesn't really think things through.
I felt like her family liked Blake more.
Well, I mean,
they liked the other guy.
Garrett. I mean, I felt like they were saying, we like Garrett, but he's dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, like, see, I thought like they were like, ooh, Garrett's going to win.
I mean, Garrett, I felt confused because Blake is so anxious and he folds in on himself. But then like that final date where... And we'll get there in a second, but like when they go have like their final night together, they're like actually pretty cute and sweet together when he built her that dream box.
Yeah. It was
I can't tell you how many times I've built a woman a dream box.
They were also like really weird. Like,
have you ever made a woman
a dream box?
An arts and crafts project?
Can you count my universe costume for Halloween?
I mean,
So yeah.
It's amazing. That story. That story. I love that story.
Okay. That's another Patreon episode.
Oh, that
you guys
was a good
have
one.
Got to get on our Patreon.
Sorry. Oh, and we're starting Bachelor Australia. It'll go up this Saturday. No. Yes. Next week. It'll go up next week with Brian
Monday.
Safi.
Monday.
It'll go up Monday. And next week we're also doing, we have our guest winners are coming in. They're flying in and we're doing that next week.
Nice.
Okay. So Blake shows up. They all like Blake, but they were throwing shade at Blake, kind of like when the mom said to him, I just want you to know if she doesn't pick you, you're still a lovable and good person. Which was
I
kind.
Know.
That
would put me in
that
a spiral.
That would too. I'd be like, I just want you to know when you don't get this part. When they pick.
Here, you be the lady. Here's what I would say.
Okay, ready?
You be the
Kyle.
Mom. Yeah. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
You can't chew gum on the podcast. People get mad.
Oh, I'm not chewing gum.
What are you eating?
I had something in my throat.
Okay.
that it cleared, and now I'm good.
Okay, Kyle. Yeah. You're such a nice young man.
Let me tell you, your daughter's banging. I love it. Like what I'm seeing.
And when Tina,
like making out with your daughter.
Well, Tina. I mean, Tina seems to.
She's great.
Yeah, she's okay.
And she says things are great all the time. Like when we go play, she's like, "This is great."
Okay,
I love that about her.
Kyle, I just want you to know.
Go say, be honest, please.
If she picks Brad,
right?
Then
fucking Brad. Yeah.
If she picks Brad, I just want you to know that you still have value and worth on this planet, Kyle.
Why the F would you say that to me?
I'm just saying, just hypothetically.
You know that would throw me into a huge spiral and
you just said, right? No,
why would you say that?
I'm just saying hypothetically. I don't know what she's going to do.
Do you know something I don't know?
No, I'm just saying. Okay, calm down.
I've been telling your daughter I love her for a month.
Okay.
We've been on two dates.
Right, calm down.
And I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her.
Okay, Kyle. I'm just saying hypothetically, if she brings you to the mall tomorrow and you guys go to Orange Julius and
that's and Garrett's going on a helicopter ride. I'm going to Orange Julius. That's a bad sign.
If that happens, you still are deserving to take a breath. Kyle, are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Your vein is full of
tears. Yeah, I would get.
Tana's crying. Tana's actually tearing up. Tana's tearing.
Tana, did that make you sad?
Tana, are you okay?
Are you worried about me?
Tana, are you okay?
I'm going to get hurt.
He's going on a helicopter ride and you're just going to Orange Julius.
I'm
getting dumped, dude.
I felt like when he got – I feel like when Dum Dum got the yacht ride and Blake got bicycles, that's when I knew.
Yeah.
When he got a yacht and they went to the equator. Okay, so how about – let's – okay.
Yeah,
so,
it's as though they were like, oh, we forgot to do a Garrett or a Blake date. We have two bicycles.
They go on the boat and they're boating and he's like, yeah, what'd your family think? And he's like, oh, she's like, oh, my sister, she said she felt like she'd always known you. And he's like, your sister, oh, dolphins!
Yeah, that was the greatest moment. That was the and they at no point went back to their conversation. Right. Just like, they're doing tricks for us.
Like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I gotta tell you, and I was talking, or I think it was even about like her dad or something. It's like, you know, I just always wanted to have your dad be a part of it. Dolphins! Yeah. There's a baby dolphin!
Yeah, and they're doing like little spin tricks. He's like, whoa!
She looks like cheesy pasta! She's like noodles!
Jesus.
Dolphin!
That was like the moment where I was like, oh my God.
He felt like Tom Hanks' character in Big, all grown up. Mm-hmm. Like, you're right, I feel this way. Dolphins! Dolphins! And then then they were kissing at the equator, and then they were so hot, like so into making out, hanging on that rope under – she was just grinding him, hanging on that rope under the boat, whereas Blake, who was like, no, I feel good. I feel really good. Things are good. No, it's going to be good. It's going to be a little worried, a little anxious, but good, 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 good. And they are biking around. He's like, ha, 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 monkeys.
Here, up there. I'm back here.
She was just – do you think I think she was freaking out because she knew who it was and she didn't know how to do it.
Absolutely.
You know.
I thought it's interesting that she kept saying throughout this whole experience, I thought it was going to be you. So like seeing that and thinking
that would be
back.
Awful.
You blew it. It was her subtext. Like you had it and then
you.
I got bored of you.
Yeah. But even thinking back, like, oh, wow, you were really just like going through the motions to get to Blake until Garrett popped up.
Right.
It was interesting.
Oh.
Like when you really think about it, like she saw Blake and she was like, well, it's you. Let me just go through this.
Although she's saying that.
Unless
and
a
yet,
man who giggles and cries comes up, Blake, you're the one.
Oh my God. And yet Garrett got the first impression rose.
Yeah, that's why it's kind of like,
She's like, it was just sort of a slower start. It's like, you gave him the first impression rose.
Yeah.
Like he just didn't get the first date, but he got the first impression rose. I mean, okay, so then they're hanging out, and then the sister.
What
she's
is.
Like,
sorry.
It's okay.
There's nothing they say on these dates, unless they're not. No, they would show it. They're not saying anything.
I know.
They say, this is nice. They say, oh, this is great. Aren't we lucky?
They go, oh, my beautiful. God. We are on a boat right now.
We are going to ring this bell. We rung the bell.
We rang a bell. Bell, bell, bell.
Dolphins.
Bell. Dolphins. The stairs and the bell.
Buddhist temple.
Yeah. So then they go.
I can't see you in my house. You're gone.
Yeah. Oh God. I saw. No, you're gone. I made a joke about the house.
I liked you the best the whole time. Now I don't.
So then he goes, something's off. It was not good. I will put Bert back at first no matter what. I don't want to talk about Garrett anymore. Usually my gut is right when it comes to this. It's a curse. My gut is right when it comes to this. My ex, I could sense something was off. And she found a new fresh thing in Garrett. She's got to pick Garrett. He was right.
Yes. And if you're if you're in a relationship where you can't confront the person that you're going to marry about – the other guy that she's in love with, there's something very wrong here.
Yeah.
You're just going to swallow that and go, nope, this is a great relationship that I can't even approach a huge problem right now.
And they
because she's going to think I'm a wimp.
But that's the show, unfortunately. Like, they just can't do
anything. Fun to watch.
Oh my God. Yeah. I can't wait for Paradise.
I don't know if I can handle Paradise.
What is the best part?
I'm going to take a break for like a couple of hours.
Kyle, the only reason to get through Bachelor and Bachelorette is to get to know the new cast of Paradise. This is all just pregame for Paradise.
I didn't know that. I guess I do want to see Jordan.
Paradise is the best of all of it. And the editors, they don't have to protect anyone. The editors make everyone the fool.
You have a hot tub now. Come on.
Come on, Kyle. What the fuck?
A man who owns a hot tub watches Paradise.
Yeah, you're acting so different now that you have a hot tub. I felt like we had a real connection, and then you got a hot tub. And
I get a point. I need to get rid of that and get back in on the game.
The hot tub is good news, and that brings you to Paradise. You should sit in your hot tub and watch Paradise.
Oh, almost.
Okay, this is your note, Kyle. This is my note.
My notes here. You're down.
Almost Paradise.
Wow, very off.
Okay, you know what you need to do? You need to be a DJ introducing it.
All right, let's get some music.
All right, Tana, we're going to do a DJ. We're gonna do Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Ooh, I really want to know this song, though.
You do. You know it. Come on.
Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations.
But you got to do the DJ game right. You got to know
what song do you want?
How about what would be a good one?
The Jackson 5 one?
That one's always great.
All right, let's try it.
All right.
Here we go. Ready? Here's our interlude before we get to Heartbreak.
Is it I Want You Back?
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Are you going to be a kid DJ or are you going to be?
Oh, wait. You're always a kid DJ.
I might be something
Give me who I'm going to DJ.
You're going to be a senior citizen. You're going to be like a booze cruise. A senior's booze cruise. Senior citizen's booze cruise.
All right.
You're in Daytona Beach.
Okay.
All right, seniors, get out of your wheelchairs and onto the dance floor. We're rocking and a socking on the boat to nowhere. All right, call your grandkids, tell them, Grandma ain't gonna be back tonight, cause she's gonna be dancing and maybe getting some D on the side. It's Jackson 5, I want you back.
One yet.
Yeah.
That was the best one yet. All right, Tana, you're up. Are you ready to hear mine?
You're at a kid's party.
Okay.
It's Mikey's birthday.
Okay.
He's turning 7.
Okay, here we go.
And he loves Transformers.
Okay, great. All right, you little shitbags. Welcome to Mikey's 7th party at Musquamagant Beach. If you like, look into your mom's drawers and... I can't do this. All right, it's Michael Jackson. I want you.
Oh my God! I'm definitely winning.
Okay, Tana, you're up.
I like that though.
What's
Tana,
you're
at a tractor pool. Mm-hmm. You're in
a tractor pool.
You're at a tractor pool. You're in. Yeah.
What's a tractor pool?
You're in the deep south state of your choosing,
okay.
And you're giving away $100. You're going to give the tractor away for whoever keeps their hand on it the longest.
Okay. And let me just throw in a little wrinkle in the middle of your
DJing.
You want to get out there that Mickey Prackup lost his thumb and it flew into the cornfield. If we all, after this, go look for his thumb, that'd
Mickey
be great.
Mickey Prackup lost his thumb. And you have to do it in a southern accent because you're in some state in the deep south of your choosing.
Okay. Go ahead.
Tana.
Wait, Tana. Mickey Prackle?
Prackup. Prackup. Lost his thumb.
Mickey Prackup.
Okay.
Here we go. Tana, to you.
Hey, everybody. It is Louisiana Hot Summer Nights. And I just want you to know that if you keep your hand on that tractor, you may just have a chance to win it. Looks Woo! Like we're down to four people.
Yeehaw!
And just a reminder, Mickey Prackup did lose his thumb in the field. So after this, we are going to have to search for it. All right. Here's your tune.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah. I am nervous.
That was pretty good. If she'd said the name of the tune,
That would have been better. But
she was really good. All right, I'm going to give you guys one more.
Yeah, when a DJ says, here's your tune, I'm not that impressed.
Okay, all right. Now, all right. So it's down to, it's down to Kyle and Tana. All right, Kyle, here's your new assignment.
Well, this is for the win?
This is for the win. Okay. It's between you. I'm clearly out. I have no capacity for this. Okay. You are at Lake Havasu. It's the jet ski competition.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric Sheldon just Eric Sheldon.
Is this the wrinkle?
This is the wrinkle.
Okay.
It's a jet ski competition. There's been some kind of toxin put into the lake. Mm-hmm. And Eric Sheldon, he got his ankle caught in like a motor, like his foot. Might have got chopped off somewhere out in the boat. It might be floating in the bay.
Okay.
But
what's
that's
his name?
Eric Sheldon.
Eric Sheldon. Okay.
Yeah. So we're in Lake Havasu. It's the Skidoo competition.
It's like the Mickey Prackup thing, but it's not a thumb. It's a foot. It's on the cornfield. It's in the lake.
Yeah.
Okay. Sheldon.
Eric Sheldon.
Eric Sheldon. Okay.
And there's some toxin that's been put into the lake.
Okay. Let's do this.
Do you have anything you want to add?
No, that's...
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great. Right. Here we go.
Person might be dead, but okay.
Here we go.
Well, Lake Havasuvians, are you ready to go jet skiing? Well, be careful, because as we know, Eric Sheldon's foot did get severed by his jet ski. A sad tale, but he's doing all right. Should make a full recovery. If you do see his foot floating in the water, please pick it up. It's the Jackson 5 with I Want Ya Back. And by the way, Eric Sheldon does want his foot back.
God, you guys really have a knack for this.
He would let a DJ make that announcement.
I really.
It takes a lot of practice. Don't act like, don't think that you're bad at this. Like,
no,
I do this every day. I work on this.
Not only do I think it, I know I'm bad at this. All right, we need to get Tana one.
I never practice this. I'm just a natural.
Let's let you back in.
No, okay, give me one. Give me an assignment.
Okay, give me an assignment. This is, you're at a acid rock dance party.
Okay.
Let's play Jackson 5.
And you've got to play Jackson 5, and you know it's not going to be popular. You're afraid people are going to boo.
Okay.
So you're going to say what's so great about the Jackson 5 and why this song is badass and cool enough to rock with you guys.
Okay, it's an acid jazz.
It's just like an acid rock. People are heavily on drugs. They're used to hearing headbanging music, but you know you're playing Jackson 5.
What's like a normal acid rock? Like, what's an example of an acid rock?
They're just like, rah, 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 and devil.
Okay.
Devil rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Devil rock.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have your face blood on, motherfuckers? Because shit's about to go down. It's 4 a.m. and we're in a warehouse. All right, don't clear the dance floor yet. Don't poo-poo this. Michael Jackson was a king, spied from the devil, and we're going to have you back. Here he is.
Nice.
Thank you so much. That's my best work yet, and it's still like a B-, but it's my best work yet.
I thought it was good.
Thank you, Kyle.
That was great.
Everyone quiet your boos.
All right, Anna, Tana, for the win.
Yeah.
What is Tana's.
Mine? Tana.
You're at a prison riot.
Oh, yeah, you're at a prison.
you're at Rikers.
You've done this for free. You're DJing for free, and you're not...
You're like a hippie. You're like a real, like a liberal ladies coming in to do service
and
at Rikers.
You don't feel like anyone should be in jail ever, kind of. Everyone's like deserves a second chance.
Yeah.
You are offended, though, that people have been throwing things at you.
Yeah.
And you're doing this for free for them. So,
and your son Turnip is his, like, he's he doesn't like seeing his mom get yelled
yeah,
at.
Yeah, yeah. Your son's turnip is so mad about it. He's
yeah,
there.
He's
there.
Like,
I brought turnip to a prison.
He brought the records and stuff.
Yeah.
You needed help, Karen.
Yeah.
So in this DJ spout you're about to do, just make sure you get in how great the song is.
So great.
And the other thing you get in is, guys, I'm doing this for free for you.
Yeah.
Like, can you not throw food at me?
And you're a real sort of hippy dippy, and your son's name is Turnip.
Hippy dippy, yep.
Okay. Turnip.
Tana, okay. You're up, Tana.
It's a lot, but I'll do my best.
It's a lot, but you can do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Your name is Gord.
Hey, everybody. It's me. Having a lot of fun here being a free volunteer at the Rikers Prison, trying to bring you guys some really good music from Jackson 5. Could you, just one little thing, could you stop throwing things at me? It's really hurting Turnip's feelings, and he is my sound tech, so, you know, enjoy.
Yeah, great.
That's great.
All right, Zach, who won? Who won, Zach?
Zach was not listening.
Zach, you've been listening. You can pick, and if you want to pick Tana again, that's okay. But who do you think won, Kyle or Tana? That's very kind. He says all three of us. Mm. I'm going to say I felt like Kyle really went for today. I think we should give it to Kyle. Kyle, I think you
the
actually
king.
Did. I think you did win today.
I am
after
the king.
Kyle's last reaction, it's best that we give it to him.
Yeah, that's right. When he saw people throwing the – when he saw the person throwing the garbage can out
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
He just needed a moment.
You had to take a moment, and they threw the garbage can. Okay. So he's freaking out. The uncle says about Garrett, I love the guy.
Just a quick tangent.
He's a beautiful guy. He's a poet, the soul of a poet. But they say
cross choker.
Yeah, cross choker. Stride for stride. They all basically said, Blake is your equal team. You were bookmarked. They kept saying you're the same person. I was like,
yeah, they're like, you have a job. He has a job. You also can think together.
Yeah.
That's not going to
Garrett mostly
somebody.
Just seems very like giggly and crying. He's either giggling or crying.
So does he do anything else?
Besides giggling or – the mom said, I just want you to be happy. Just be happy. And then she says, I just have to say, who could I not picture my life without? So then they go – he's a sensitive guy. The whole 50-50 thing. Yeah. They went to the – maybe it's the girl. Maybe it's the equator. But I'm on top of the world.
That's hilarious because the equator is
– in the middle of the world.
It's – it's far away from – because you don't know – I mean, the top could be either one.
Yeah, exactly.
So
– it's as far as you possibly can get.
From
– and then he goes, I couldn't get any higher. And then they started kissing. And she was just happy with him. I mean, she – and then she said, I just pictured changing diapers with him, going to the grocery store. We're both weird and quirky. It's like, no, you're not. You're not weird and quirky.
Yeah.
No, you're not. We're weird and quirky.
Yes.
After that last tangent.
We're weird and quirky.
Yeah.
They're not weird and quirky.
If the four of us, five of us, I don't think Aunt Tana's quirky. She's not weird. You're not weird.
You don't know me.
Yeah,
That's true, Tana.
Yeah, you don't know me.
But don't you think, like, I would trust Tana, you know, babysitting like a child or something. I would trust you too, actually.
Really don't.
Yeah, I'm not actually that great at babysitting.
I've dropped babies on their head when I was like, I was also like 11. I shouldn't have been babysitting babies.
Yeah, like if we all went out with them, would we all be like, you guys are the quirky ones?
No.
Yeah,
you guys are the
Kyle. Yeah, we would be the quirky ones.
We'd be like, you guys are milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's milk?
Just
like milk
like,
toast.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. I've never heard the word milk. I didn't know what
you
it was.
You guys are milk.
So then they were like, I guess we'd be laughing the entire time. Oh, so then they spent then, like when we slept together, you touched me the whole night, even if it was just a pinky, because I didn't want you to get away. And then she goes, do you have any questions? And he was like, nope. And then, nope.
He's like,
did she have sex with both of them?
Yeah.
Of course she did.
Really?
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Yeah. But you know what? He doesn't care. I don't think Garrett cares. He's like, whatever.
Yeah, that's what made him win.
Yeah, that's what made him win. He didn't care.
He woke up in the morning like, I'm super pumped. It's like, you might get dumped.
He was
the last guy. That's easier to be the last guy.
And he also was sweet about... You know what? If you're such a special person and good people deserve good things, and if it's not me at the end, it's okay. I just want you to be happy. That was mm-hmm. really classy.
Well, Blake was like, I'll find you.
Yeah, Blake got a little – Blake has – do you think Blake is going to be the new Bachelor?
He was angling it for it last night.
Yeah. Wait, don't they announce it?
No.
They did it after Paradise.
After Paradise. But he was being like, you know what? And I wish you all the best because my future is on television. Like, he was
He looked cute last night. Yeah. I thought he was more appealing than normal.
Who was up? That guy and then the guy who came in third up for the Bachelor?
Jason. And the people are angling for Wills, but I don't think
or Colton.
Will.
Now, why don't they go for Jordan? That's the pick.
Jordan would be the best. Jordan would be the best. Jordan would be the best. Jordan would just talk about himself.
Don't they see that?
It's weird when she kept saying that he reminded me of my dad. I don't want to date a parent.
I get it. Mm. He fishes.
He hunts. Every time he said he went hunting, I just picture Katie at home going, no!
My dad loved to like racist things, too. We gotta.
My dad also doesn't believe school shootings, like survivors, are real.
I mean, the irony that there was a school shooting survivor and then a person who, I mean, that's. Mm. Anyway, so then he goes, you know, they say they give me butterflies. You give me eagles. I can't. And you make me feel so good. I want to give all the world eagles.
What?
Oh. I mean, you give me eagles. You guys, he said, you give me eagles.
That was unfortunate. I feel like he wanted to take that back immediately.
He didn't.
He's like, what's wrong with that? He doesn't seem like
eagles.
He knows what's up.
He's I
just
found
the vision,
myself.
Like, eagles in your stomach. Like they're practically, like, I know. You can kind of see butterflies kind of getting something going on. But an eagle would just be trapped and choking to death and would die very quickly.
In your chest, a giant eagle. I hated to say it, but I found myself like getting won over by him.
Oh, definitely.
He was really sweet
last night.
If we
didn't know about the Instagram.
We would know he was dumb, but sweet.
We would be 100% in because he is just
not 100% because he's dumb. But
true. But
he was sweet and they had more fun together.
You can look past dumb as long as it's clear that.
You taking a moment, Kyle? Kyle, you're taking a moment? I felt like, please tell me what you see coming out of the window of that building. I felt it's not trash day yet. I felt like she's happier with him. She was clearly happier with him.
Well, of course, though, because the other guy is so stressed out in his head. And she felt responsible for his feelings. And she's like, this guy, he's happy. He doesn't care that I banged this other guy yesterday. This is fun. I like this guy. Yeah. I like this guy.
Yeah. I like this guy.
Yeah.
It's true, though. He was just.
Kyle, do you feel so good that you just won? You really went for it today. You wanted that prize.
I wanted it. I practiced all week. I was upset that Tana won last time. I was like, and I came back strong.
Yeah.
I think that's why I did. You scared Zach. He can't pick me now for fear of retaliation.
Yeah, Zach.
Okay. And then he goes, I will choose you every single day. I will guard you and make you feel safe. That's a nice thing to say to a lady.
You know what's funny about that? Can I just.
Please, Kyle.
Because I know this whole thing. And I'm just telling you guys. You know, these ladies, they're like, oh, I want to feel safe.
Yeah.
They like, you know, like this guy says, I'll make you feel safe.
Yeah.
I'll take it. What is he going to do? Is she really in danger in society now? It's not like we're in caveman times. She could take care of herself. What's going to happen that.
I think for her, it's more like.
Emotional?
I think so. With Ari and her dad, of like feeling. And he's a big guy. So maybe it is the illusion of. I think if your dad dies at 14 and then you have that happen on television with Ari, like there's this weird sense of protection of like.
But wasn't it weird like he cried for a half hour and then said, I will be strong and keep you safe?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess crying is a sign of strength in a way.
Yeah.
I cried at the end.
Yeah.
I was not really crying. I just want to put this bug in your ear.
Okay, please.
I wasn't really crying.
Sure.
I was I had tears. I don't know where it came from. Might have been an allergy. You got to understand, this is summertime.
Do you think it was because you knew your hot tub was arriving and you were so excited and you knew it was going to get scratched?
And you knew
you needed a new car, but you bought a hot tub.
No. All right. $8,000 will get you a hot tub. Brand new hot tub.
Tana's a really good money advisor. You should have called Tana. Mm. She's really good.
Yeah, we'll probably.
I'll tell you this. So in the ground with a deck around it, now that's going
to
be cool.
How much is the deck going to cost? How much is it going to cost to put it in the ground? This is going to be like a $30,000 investment?
It's probably going to be another $5,000 to get in the ground.
Minimum.
The value of your home will go up.
Will it? A hot tub?
Unless you live in like literally a cardboard box, then I don't know.
Oh, really? Well, like.
Definitely, a deck would definitely raise
a deck,
the value of
your
home.
Like a hot tub?
But like a hot tub on a deck? You wouldn't
a used
like that?
If it was somebody else's old hot tub, I wouldn't.
True, but
be
hot
like...
tubs can be sanitized. I mean.
So what should I do? Put a pool there?
You can't get invested. You can't like, oh fuck, I bought a hot tub. I should also buy a pool.
Mm-hmm. No, this is good advice.
You should start with a car and then worry about it. Okay. You could lease a car.
Oh man.
Okay. So then he did say, which was also sweet. I don't know if they kissed. And he goes, I love her accent. I love you, Becca. And he did. He loved her accent. And
does she have an accent?
That was so weird. He's like, I love how she says bag.
And he goes, I would let her tear my heart out. I would let her tear my heart out to make sure she's happy. Good people deserve the best. I don't know if anyone ever made Becca realize her worth. That's sweet.
Yeah, Ross Dollar Signs was trash.
Yeah, and Ross Dollar Signs, somebody put on Facebook a photo, like, it looks like Ross Dollar Signs look like if Blake and Garrett had a baby.
Yeah.
What is
– Kyle.
What did she say or do that made him feel – not that – I mean, everyone deserves to be happy, all that, but, like, what was so – no one ever realized – was he referring to the Ari thing?
I think so.
I don't know. It just seemed like –
It seemed like she had some shitty exes. That's kind of what he was implying.
Mm, okay.
But not that we would ever know. We don't
know. Then we have Blake. Mm. She did a leg wrap with Blake. They did the bikes. It was no yacht. And then she kept saying, last year. I remember last year. And he said, I made you something with my bare hands. It's a time capsule, a time box. And then at the end, she said, I've been praying for clarity and I got it. I could see Blake standing in front of me professing his love and me professing it back. That's tough.
Did you say I couldn't see or I could
I
see?
Could. That's tough. If you're him, that's hard to hear that.
Mm.
And then she prayed to dad. And then
how did dad die?
Cancer.
What kind?
I don't know. But she was 14. I think it took like 5 years, I think.
Yeah. Oof,
that'll knock you out.
And then, hi, I'm Neil Lane. But they seemed happy at the end, Blake and Becca. Like when on that final date, I actually thought he might pull it off. Mm. Like there was a moment when he made her that box and she walked away. She seemed in love with him.
The only thing you're getting on the show is the person going like, this is amazing. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm growing.
Yeah.
And I feel like sharing and I can be myself with you.
Thanks. Thanks, Kyle.
I mean, really, that's all you get.
Yeah.
You don't get like, oh, my God, we were crying, laughing, blah, blah, blah. You don't get like, oh, my God, he came, got me up at the airport.
That's
picked me up.
Why that's Bachelor cool. in Paradise, Australia is so great because there was the greatest couple that were funny together, Tara and Sammy. Mm,
yes.
They were laughing and laughing and laughing the whole time, which is why it's devastating that they broke up.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, they did.
They broke up.
Mm, that hurts.
It hurt because they were laughing the whole time. They were so cute.
I want to see the first date when – and it's got to be like undercover with glasses and like hidden cameras. But like when they go on their first non-producer date, when they're like, let's go – you know, wherever. And they – or they go to their house and they just go to a place where – I'm not – I'm being articulate. I apologize.
But they, like, but the like, first time they're they not go, on camera and they're like just real life regular people.
Yeah, like where they're doing something where it's not appropriate to say, this is amazing. Isn't this great?
Right, yeah.
Like we're on – this is like kind of a crappy place, but we can just –
yeah, here
right
we
now.
Are. Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
I want to see that date.
Yeah.
How's that go?
Not
no,
that
no
great.
Helicopter.
They break up.
No boat.
Yeah, no boat. No jetpack.
Hot tub, no boat.
Hot tub, no boat. That's the Kyle Dunnigan story. Where's my – I should
that's
buy a
my,
boat.
That's my book.
Hot tub, no boat.
What do I do with this hot tub?
I don't. You just enjoy it. You just enjoy it. Don't worry about it. Just you bought it. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy it.
Put
have fun
water
with it.
In it.
Fill it and just
put water in it. It's a great point. That's a good idea.
Did you think for a second that Blake was going to win?
For a second, because of how the edit was going, but then I just kept coming back. She just seemed, towards their last date, towards the end, less happy than she when she was with Garrett.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Blake said this. It was his first really bad grammar. I do got this weird strong calm about me, he said in the morning.
I do got this weird strong calm?
I do got this weird strong calm about me.
That's hard to say. I do got this weird strong calm. I do got this weird strong calm.
I do got this weird strong calm.
And then she say it three times really
I do got this weird strong calm. I do got this weird strong calm. I do got this weird strong calm.
Tana?
Tana.
I do got this weird strong calm. 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 I do got this weird strong calm.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Tana, you're good at this. Tana's pretty good. Tana's good at things. So then she was pressing in her, I found my partner, but I also found myself. And then I'm happy just knowing she's happy. And then they go and she picked Garrett. She picked Garrett and
I hate that they make them do the whole like awkward speech before she's like just wait for a second.
She,
I know that was hard.
Before she said no, I thought if she's saying no to him, she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Because as he was professing his love, she was like smiley and like
yeah. They all do that. Like
she loved it. You know, was not empathizing with this guy's.
Actually watching him, and I'm thinking between his mom, his ex girlfriend, and now this guy is. Gonna harden. Like he will never his sweetness.
Unless he's the bachelor. TM.
Right.
Trademark.
What do you think? I think he's gonna be the bachelor.
I think he's gonna be the bachelor, and a part of me thinks after seeing him on the After the Rose that he's gonna have an edge to him.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I
he's
mean.
He's
gonna
I be think, like hardened
that's
like
what I mean.
Break I, in here if I, you want my love.
I think he's got hardened by this.
Yeah.
I think it was the last straw.
Yeah.
Between the mom,
yeah.
The school shooting.
What was the like, mom thing?
Do not fuck with me.
The mom cheating on his dad with the school coach and the English teacher.
His coach. She left him for the coach and he found out through like rumors at his
like
school.
A high school. Ooh. Like and she moved out and moved into like a shitty apartment.
And some girl was like I heard your mom moved in with the coach, and that's how we found out.
That's how he found out. Yeah. Like, everyone knew.
Hmm.
And it was, like, his coach.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was a school shooting, which is, like, traumatizing.
Yeah.
You know, that's another reason I didn't like when she was like, what would you do if there was, like, a sick kid? It's like, he went through a school shooting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What? He's fine.
He was crying.
He's just anxious.
First of all, can we talk about how sweaty that poor guy was? They made him wear it. It was so hot. She was sweating.
Yeah.
They made these guys wear suits.
Yeah.
I mean, let the guy just wear like a button down and like a linen pant.
Yeah.
It was so
nice
hot.
Hawaiian shirt.
Get a nice Tammy Bahami.
Just a thin slack.
A nice thin slack. You know, like a hot
that.
Top appropriate.
Yeah.
And like the poor guy was dripping in sweat, crying mm-hmm. into his suit, like blowing his nose on his like pretty blue wool suit. Mm. He had a nice suit on. He looked handsome. I think this guy's – I think there was a hardness.
Yeah.
Like he turned to stone a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
I was worried about a hardening.
I thought
soul.
He was – it was going to either go – one, he was going to turn to stone or he was going to fucking lose it. And I really thought he was going to lose it. But he just like was
he
like –
He turned to stone. He turned to stone.
Push it down.
Push it down. Down.
Yeah. He's like, not again. Not
yeah.
Again.
I knew it. I knew it.
I knew it.
I knew it.
I mean, I also kind of knew when he was like, I have a hunch. It's a curse. I was like, oh,
I know. No,
you're not
knew.
Getting picked. You are
he,
not getting
he was,
picked.
He was. He goes, I pictured the moment with you. And like – And then it was, she said to him, I got the whole time through this, I pictured the moment with you, but it's a better fit with someone else. That's so fucked up to say to the person who just proposed to you. I always pictured it like this, but it's not going to be us. And then him picturing poor Garrett doing it.
And then he was like, I love you. Bye.
Oh, God.
It was so awkward.
I felt so. And he goes, I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
And then he was on stage. It's difficult to watch to see myself with the ring in my hand. There was no red flag. Are you still in love with Becca? I always have love for Becca. I mean, it was just.
I don't have love for her.
I never, and she said, I never wanted to hurt anyone. I felt so lucky. I feel so lucky you were my bachelorette. That's what he said. Yeah, he was auditioning to be the bachelor. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't surprise you just got up and started singing like, true love is in my future.
Will I ever find it?
And then when she said, he goes, why? And she said, taking care of one of another if one of us was sick. I was like, oh, that's a woman who watched a real bad. She mentioned sickness twice, a sick kid. If one of us
she's
was
just
sick.
Just waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yeah.
If Garrett has a heart attack and drops dead, she's going
to
die.
If he's the bachelor, it'll be very similar to this one where it's like someone who got hurt really bad and is now looking for someone who's like safe.
Yeah.
Not going to hurt me.
He doesn't seem smart enough to do anything that could get him killed.
No.
Who, Garrett?
Garrett. That's probably what she's thinking.
I feel I'm pulling this out to do the tweet of the week. I feel like I really wanted them to be happy. I mean, ultimately, she didn't seem happier with him, but they didn't ask him, why did you like – he said, I did do it. I've apologized. But there was no like – why did you do that?
Why
would you like that?
Why would you like that is a great question.
I do believe – I mean – and then I go in a little deep diving online. He was saying, my family's really open. They say it doesn't matter if you're black, white. Purple, like that's what he like. Purple,
that's a people always line. Say purple. It's like no one's
green,
purple.
Yellow, brown.
Like, he did that today. It's one of those things where I would hope that I would hope that this is a guy that came from a small world where maybe people have limited views and perhaps he's seen more in the world. He seemed like a dummy who might not have known better, and maybe – like I believe that you can
– it's not like he didn't know better. He had an opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I hope his like horizons could broaden.
It's just you have to – that's the thing I can't get past is you have to follow a certain type of account that puts out memes like that.
Yeah.
That's not like – or if your friends are doing it. Like that's the world you live in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't just want to know why did you like – that though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why'd you like this homophobic one?
Yeah.
Why'd you like this racist one?
There were so many.
Why'd you like this anti-immigrant one?
Why'd you like this one about the Parkland shooter?
Like,
actor,
do you actually think
actor?
They're crisis actors?
Did you see the one where it was a liberal woman and then conservative
the like, feminazi one?
The feminazi one. There was a lot. It was like,
what
and
did
it
she
was,
think
and
about
it was
that?
Like, and it was like the young boy and then the boy, young boy with makeup on.
Yeah.
It was like trans ones. It's like there was a broad spectrum of things.
Yeah.
Like, it was not just.
And it was all bad.
Yeah,
it's like it was. You left. I mean, like, who even? He probably literally is like, yeah, well, those kids should be in cages. Like, who even knows what he really thinks that he's not saying out loud because Becca? I mean, maybe he doesn't know how to like vocalize himself, or just I don't even know.
It was a lot of different. It was he really spread it out. He really spread it out. It's hard because he was so likable. On I can see how she picked him.
Sure.
I wouldn't have picked him, but I can see he was a nice guy on the show. He was nice to the other contestants. He was pleasant. That is a lot of information to get.
And they don't ask questions like, what are your views on homosexuality or whatever.
All of it.
They don't get deep.
And she's a Hillary lady.
Yeah.
They just say, oh, this is great view.
Kyle, are you going to watch Paradise and will you come do some with
us?
Yes. Good.
I may have to, like, I need a few days.
Okay, that's okay.
I'll check it out.
All right, take a couple days.
Are you free tomorrow at 9 a.m.?
We'll be there. People were so on fire with Tweet on the Weeks. Anna sent me, like, 15 or 20.
I sent a lot.
I narrowed it down to 7, and then we're going to pick it to 2. Okay, ready? Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. This is kind of like seeing what would have happened if Jenny said yes to Forrest instead of going out in the world and getting gravely ill.
Yeah. That's good.
That's a good one.
That's good. That's good.
Cheyenne Constant, quote, going back to your sister. Dolphins. Yep. This is a man with depth. The depth of a half full kiddie pool.
Mm-hmm.
Another. There's three Cheyenne Constant up top.
She's
number
on
three.
Fire.
Blake is falling apart. A crumbling Blake is never good. His mom is going to have her creepy, sexy coach time interrupted while she has to reassure Blake that he is lovable.
Oh,
so real.
That's tough.
Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Hey, Garrett, Neil Lane's here to explain all the shiny things.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a pretty good one. This is another good one. Allison H.S. at Allison H. Stewart. I don't want to get all hung up on metaphors or anything, but Garrett just literally dragged Becca underwater.
Yes, I saw that.
He pulled her down underwater. He grabbed her ankle and pulled her underwater.
And they put very romantic music to it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Attempted murder.
That actually like really freaked me out. Yeah. Like he grabbed her ankle and sucked her underwater.
It's a very awful feeling if you've ever had that done to you.
Okay, this is from Ryan Patrick Green at RP Green Machine 4. Man, Chris Harrison was so wrong. The biggest shock was Uncle Chuck saying Garrett was a poet. Mm-hmm. Just shocking and upsetting on so many levels. A close second was seeing Blake's mom's terrible hair again.
That's real. I don't even get a poet.
Oh, my God. So this one has a picture of Scooby-Doo on the bottom.
I love this one.
This is from Seth Bad at Basebone One. Garrett was going to use his words to tell Becca he loves her on the boat, and he would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling dolphins.
Yes. Oh, man, these are good today.
Okay. Megan Corbett back at Meg Corbs. I'm excited, but I'm nervous. Nervous and excited. Nervous. I think Blake finally broke. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to narrow it down to these two. I'm going to narrow it down to Seth Vatt at Basebone 1. I'm going to narrow it down to 3. And then we're going to eliminate one and have it be 2. I'm narrowing it down to 3. Seth Vatt at Basebone 1. Garrett was going to use his words to tell Becca he loves her on the boat, and he would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay.
I like that one.
Seth Vatt. Hey, Garrett, Neil Lane's here to explain all the shiny things.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
And Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. This is kind of like seeing what would have happened if Jenny said yes to Forrest instead of going out in the world and getting gravely ill.
All good.
All right. I'm going to narrow it down to Seth Vatt. I'm going to narrow it down to, hey, Garrett, Neil Lane's here to explain all the shiny things. Mm-hmm. And Garrett was going to use his words to tell Becca he loves her on the boat, and he would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling dolphins. Dolphins or shiny things? Tana.
Dolphins.
Dolphins or shiny things?
Shiny things. Here's a tie break.
I'm going to go dolphins!
Yes!
Garrett was going to use his words to tell Becca he loves her on the boat, and he would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling dolphins. Mm-hmm.
Dolphins!
Like us on iTunes. Do we have any new likes?
We don't want Garrett to like this, though, right?
No. Okay, here's an email we got, Rose Podcast. This is from...
You would never like this.
Sydney Orapreza. I love you guys. This is my favorite podcast, and I've been meaning to contribute in some way. I wanted to make sure you all saw this post in case you don't follow Ari on Instagram. I mean, I don't really, because I hated him, but someone just showed me, and he just turned off his cards. So apparently, she sent me a meme of Blake that is Blake dressed... looking like a thumb in a onesie.
Wait, what's that?
It's Blake, like, looking like a thumb in a onesie. And then it was also Ari did an Instagram post that he said that he and Lauren flew to the Maldives as the Bachelor and Becca's request, and that they didn't air the conversation. Well, too bad, dum-dum.
Wait, what?
Ari, if you look at
how could they not
Instagram,
air that?
Wait, they flew there to, like, give her advice?
It says in the email.
I would kill them. I would fly them out there and kill them.
It says, here's the post. It says, Lori and I flew to the Maldives. There's a photo of them. At the Bachelor and Becca's request, it's a conversation that unfortunately won't be shown, but it was really positive for all of us. You can imagine this trip could have been very difficult for Lauren, but she has supported and stood by me in all this. I thank and love her every day because of that. It's like, this was hard on Lauren. Fuck that.
Lauren was like, I'm hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's good to have one really dumb one in the relationship that's not like thinking too. Not that dumb,
yeah,
but like,
yeah,
not
like
thinking
a slight
too much.
Dumb.
One can be a little like stressed, but then one, if one's just like, what are we doing? Okay.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's good.
You know what? We gotta get dumb companions for everybody.
Dum-dums.
Hey, dum-dums. All right, don't forget to watch Insatiable this weekend. It drops Friday the 10th.
Yes, watch it.
All
I'm so
of
excited.
That. It's the most exciting thing that I've ever done. I can't believe it. I'm a horrible person in it.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Hola.
Bye.
Bye.
That's exciting.
It's exciting. It's so fun.
Will you accept this role?
We need to get a picture of the three of us.
Accept this rose
to
your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.